We got to two lines down from the top. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim in Parsha Vayera. We've been just darshaning already yesterday. So I'll take for you some bread, and in the end of the day, Avram ended up giving him a lot of meat, a whole cow. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Mikanj, from here we learn, Shetzadikim Omer Ma'at Ve'osim Harbe, they say a little bit, and they say, but they do a lot. And the Sefer Hasidim warns that when a tzaddik does this, he should be very careful how he says it. He shouldn't lie. He shouldn't say, I'm only going to get you bread and end up getting bread and end up getting meat. He should say, I'll get you some water and get you bread, and I'll also get you meat is what's added. But don't lie. You could say, I'll be there shortly is one thing. But to say, I'll be there in a couple of seconds, and if you're not there in a couple of seconds, that's already a lie. So you have to be very, very careful. So to say, I'm only going to get you some bread, but you end up getting meat, that's a lie. So then he said, the Gemara says, when it comes to, as opposed to Rishayim, Rishayim omrim harbe v'afilu mat ein mozim. They say, we're going to do so much, we're going to do all these things, make a big deal. And at the end of the day, they walk away. Minyalan, how do we know? This may Ephron. Because may Karak Siv initiate, says, Eret arba meos shekel kesef. I'm going to sell you the land for 400 shekel. But Vasof, in the end, Siv Aishma Avram el Ephron. Avram listened to Ephron, Vaishkal Avram. He weighed out Ephron, Esa kesef, Asher diber ba'ozne b'nei chayis. The money that he spoke of in the presence of the b'nei chayis. Arba meos shekel kesef over la socher. That passes to the merchant. What is that over la socher teaching us? The lo shaka minei ela kantari. A hundred. He ended up paying more than a shekel. He ended up paying something that's worth 100 money, much more than he originally agreed. That's what over the sacher, something that will be accepted by everybody, a large sum of money that any merchant be willing to take. So that's what he had changed his mind. There are certain places, the karile letikla, they refer to shekel, kantira, a very large sum of money, 100 times the amount of one shekel. So he says one thing, and at the end of the day, he says he'll do a lot, he'll do a nice tova, and at the end of the day, he backed away from everything. Gemara says, Ksiv kemach uksiv solas. In the same pasuk, when Avram is describing that he's going to get for the melacha mati, so the pasuk says, Vayimar Avram ha'ela el sar vayomer ma'ari shalosh shesim kemach solas. Make kemach and solas. Now, kemach is flour, solas is very fine flour. So is it kemach or is it solas? Which one is it? So Amar of Yitzchak Mikan, from here we learn, Sheha'isha tzara einea borachim yosem na'ish. She's much more stingy than the man when it comes to guests that Avram wanted to give solace. She was only willing to give kemach, the not as fine flour. Siv, then it says, Lushi v'asi ugos, go make for me some ugos, referring to matzahs. The Medrash says it was Pesach that night. Siv, it says, Vayika chema v'chal v'nabakar. So he ended up bringing some butter and some milk and some meat, ve'ilu lachem la'isi l'kamaya, but he didn't bring the bread that he promised. This is Avram speaking here. How come he didn't bring the ugos? Amar Ephraim emaksha tamidei shel Rabbi Meir, mishmei de Rabbi Meir, Avram avinu ochel chulun betara haya. He ate chulun only betara, even though there's no chiv to eat chulun betara, you could be tamei when you eat chulun. Who's makbe that he shouldn't eat any food when they're tamei, even though it's only chulun food? Bisari imenu osa ayom pirsa nida. That day she became nida, so when she started to knead the dough became tamei, and he wouldn't eat it. So he didn't bring out the bread. They didn't bring out the ugos. So then the pasuk says, "Vayomer lav aye sara ishtecha." So the malachim said to him, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" "Vayomer hinei habo'el." She's in the oil. What was the need for this conversation? Why did they ask where she was? So the laudia shesari imenu tsnuah hayisa. So he should realize that look how tanua she is. She's not coming out to be a great hostess and start conversations with all the guests. You're staying inside the oil with Bitsnias. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, the same others say, Rabbi Yitzhak, Yodim Hayu Malachi Shesar Imeinu Baal. They knew where she was, Hayisa. Ella, what was the point of asking if they really knew where she was? Ella, my Baal, Kidei Lechav Al-Baila, to make Avram really appreciate how great of a tzanua she was. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Amar Kidei Lechagir Lakos Shabrach, in order to send her a kosh shabracha. They wanted to know where she was, so when they've done with the meal, they send over the kosh shabracha. Now the Maril and others ask, I don't remember the answer though, they say, why was there a kosh shabracha? Right? They didn't have the bread. They didn't eat bread. It ended up being, the ugos became tamei, so they had no bread, so they weren't saying hamotzi, and they didn't bench, so what was the kosh shabracha? So now that I'm thinking now, maybe the answer, I don't know if I suggested this, somebody else suggested this, but since it was Pesach night, it was dal kosos. It could be the kosh shabracha of the dal kosos. I don't remember. But either way, so that's he says they wanted to know where she was to send their kos shabracha. Tani mishum Rabbi Yossi taught in the Braisa, Lama nokud al ayeh, shebe elav. The pasuk says elav. So why there's a nukudos over the letters aleph, lamid, and vav? So the Gemara explains, shalim lim the Torah to teach us derech eretz, she yishal adam achsan yeshalo. To always ask about the host, always ask how she's doing. Oh, how could that be true? V'hamar Shmuel, ein shalom b'shalom isha klal. You can't ask, how's your wife doing? That's aser. They buy l'shani, through the husband as a shliach, it's permitted. So what's permitted exactly? So look at Rashi. Rashi says around 10 lines down, Ayideh Baila, lo shi yishala l'shalom, not to send greetings to her, el l'baila yishal ma'shalom ha'giver. So you ask her, how's your wife doing? Not say, send regards to your wife, not to have a relationship with her, but to, is your wife okay? That's what Rashi says is permitted. How's she doing? Tosas writes, Ayideh Baila, haynu dafka l'shal ish ayeh plonis. You could ask, where is she? Aval lishol b'shlomo, to ask how she's doing, afil ayideh baila aser. So Tosas argues. He says that you cannot ask how she's doing. You can only ask where she is. Rashi even allows you to ask how she's doing, but you can't say, send my regards to her.
That's dumb, or is that just because you want to just ask that, or if there's a tzarech?
There's one person...
There's a tzarech, in other words, there's no head, according to Tosas...
According to it, it seems like there's no heter at all.
Halachically, is there anything?
I'm. You should stay away from speaking to women. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know exactly the gedarim, but certain times, obviously, you need to. I don't know. Maisa.
What's the sort that's better to know where she is than how she's doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the where you know where she is. You want to send her a gift to make sure she's home, I guess. Sending a gift also wouldn't be so appropriate. Sending a kosher bracha, that's already an inyan of it's a kosher bracha is really helps a person become pregnant according to the Gemara and brachos. I'm not exactly sure the halachic gedarim here. Okay, there's one person who I see. He's actually a rav. Somebody always says to me, "Send regards to your wife." I'm always thinking of this Gemara here. You can't send regards to the wife. If you assume like Rashi, then so maybe Rashi. Yeah, you're allowed to. You can really say, it's really Rashi even said you can ask how she's doing, but you can't really send regards even if he's Rashi. Okay. Anyways, the Gemara says, Achare Belosi Hayasali Edna. After Belosi, after I was Belosi, then I had a beauty, Aiden, Gan Aiden. What does this mean? So Amar Rav Chista, Achare Shenisbala Habasa, after the Basa went bad, so like, I guess Lashon Nevela went bad, Rabu Akmatim, and then there started being wrinkles in the skin, then the basar started to get nice and beautiful. The wrinkles started to spread out and become flat. The chazar yofilim koma, and then her beauty of sarimenu returned back to her. That's what she says. Achrei belosi, after going through the pains of old age, that way it looks. Hayisali edna, then I returned back to that beautiful looking of Aden. K'siv then says v'adoni zakin, that sar complained to Hashem that my husband Avram is too old to have a child. U'k'siv, but when Hakadosh Baruch Hu reports back to Avram. So he quotes Sarah saying, Vani Zakanti, that she said that she was too old. Well, which one did she say? Was she complaining that he was too old? Or was she saying that she was too old? Delo Moser Kadosh Baruch Hu Kamri'i. He didn't report back what she actually said. So Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Gadol Shalom Shafilo Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheinabo. How great is Shalom Bayis that even a Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to lie in order to protect the Shalom Bayis. And even though she said that he is too old, he quoted her, Kadosh Baruch Hu quoted her saying, as she thought she was too old. Shenemar, it says, "Vatitzchaksar b'kibra," that she was laughing inside. "Vadoni zaken," my master Avram is too old. And k'siv vayomar Hashem Avram v'nizakanti. So he lied in order to protect Shalom Bayis. I think the Gemara in Yevamos says a second answer that no, when she said he's too old, she said that we are too old, both of them. So she actually said both of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reported back only that she was saying that she was too old. He didn't lie. She also said she was old. He just didn't say the full story that she was also complaining that he was too old. I think that's what the Gemara in Yevamos says. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Vatomer mimalel Avram," and he said, who was the one who told Avram that he was going to have a child? Hey Nika Banim, and then Sarah started to nurse all the children. Kama Banim, hey Nika Sarah, how many? She only had one child, Yitzchak Avinu. Who's the other Banim? So we know the famous Rashi quoting this famous Gemara here. Amar Rabbi Levi, Osa Yom Shagamal Avram is Yitzchak, that day he was weaning her. So Machok is exactly what happened that day. But Yitzchak Beno, Asa Suda Gedola, he made a tremendous meal, and this is one of the sources in the Gemara that there's an Inyan when there's a Nes. This was a Nes. To make a suda gedola as a karsa tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu suda soda. So how you call umos ha'olam miranin? Everyone would saying about Avram and Sarah. Vomrim risam zaken v'zakena shaviv asufi min ashuk. You see this old man, this old woman. They found an asufi. They found an abandoned child in the shuk, and they brought it home, claiming it's theirs. So omrim banenu hu. They're saying it's our son. Below, oh, not only that, El Shosim, Misha Gadol, Lahamid Devarim, they're trying to really overcompensate, make this huge party to say this is really our son. It's really ours. So Ma'as Avram, so what did he do? Ma'as Avram Avinu, Halach v'zimen kol gedolei ador. He invited all the gedolei ador of that time. Vesari Imenu Zimna and Shem, and she invited all the women, all the wives, all the Rebbetzins. V'chalachas v'achas, each one heviyu b'naima, they all brought their young child. U'menikasa, and she nursed them. So lo heviyu, v'nasa nes, and Vesari Imenu. V'nitzchu dadeh, k'shtei mayanos, the two springs of milk. V'nikas kulon, and all them, she nursed all them. Madayin haimranin, and they were all still complaining. Okay, Omrim imsara habas tishim shana teled. So fine, she was 90. All right, so that's possible. 90-year-old could have a baby. Avram ben Meir shana yolid. Is he going to have a child? What's the proof that he had a child at the age of 100? Miyad nepach klaster panim sheyitzchak. Immediately, the face of the child, the Yitzchak Avinu, nidmal Avram. It looked like Avram itself. Pischuv kum. Then they all said, "Vamru Avram holid is Yitzchak." Clearly, that Avram is the father of Yitzchak and Sarah is the mother. This was a true nes, worthy of a mishta gadol.
You see, she was pars nida. Pars. She was became a nida. That's why he couldn't have lechem.
Right, and therefore what?
So she was still maser nairus at 90.
Well, that was a nes. That wasn't normal. Now, no, that only happened
that was part of the
once the besura tova came. Then she
the,
everything
the,
changed.
That
exactly.
Was
yeah.
Part of the
exactly. Yeah.
9 months earlier, also.
Right. Right. So then the Gemara says, "Ad Avram lo hayat zikena." Up until Avram, there wasn't old age. People looked the same way when they were around 13, whenever they went to puberty, and they stayed that way until they died. So man dehavei b'ayla mishtai. The problem was, anybody wanted to discuss, talk b'hadi Avram mishtai b'hadi Yitzchak. They thought it was Yitzchak they were talking to, and b'hadi Yitzchak mishtai b'hadi Avram. They confused the two. They looked exactly alike. So as Avram by rachmei davin b'havi zikna, and old age came into this world. That concept. Shenemar, it says, "Va'avram zokin ba'yamim zokin zakena came in this world." Ad Yaakov lo havachulsha. There wasn't sickness until Yaakov came in the world. Also, Yaakov bayrachme havachulsha. He wanted to be sickness so people could be at least somewhat, someewhat aware of when someone's going to die, as opposed to just dropping dead with a neshika, the kiss of death, the kiss of Hashem. There's some illness to show that person's about to die. Shenemar, it says, "Va'yomer liyosef hinei avicha chaleh." Look, our father is sick. This is the first time they found this inyan of sickness with Yaakov Avinu. So interesting, Gra, I probably mentioned this when we did earlier in Bar Mitzvah, this idea of that 160th, that a ben mazel, a person of the same mazel, who goes to visit the chola of the same mazel, takes away 160th of the sickness. So this Gra says from the pasuk, "Vayomer Yosef, hine avicha chola, hine is gematria of 60." And then later on, Yosef walks in. Yosef was of the same mazel of Yaakov. He walks in and says, "Vayomer al hamita." He stood up on the mita, and the mita is gematria of hamita is gematria of 59. So when Yosef walked in, he took away 160th of the illness away from Yaakov Avinu. So then the Gemara says, "Ad asa Elisha." Before Elisha came, lo havi chalish v'ispach. No one got sick and then got healed. If you got sick, that was it. You were at the end of your life. Asa Elisha by rachme. Elisha came along and davin v'ispach, and he got healthy. Shenamar, it says, "V'Elisha chalas chalyo." He got sick from his illness. Asher yamus b'heh. He died from that last illness, which implies bechlal de chala chale achrisa. He had other illnesses, but this was the illness that led to his death. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Brisa says, "Shlosha chalam chala Elisha." Elisha got sick three different times in his life. Echad shedachvu legechazi b'sheyada. One is when Gechazi came, he pushed him off with two hands, which we said Gechazi went off the derech. A person's rebbe is always supposed to push with one hand, but draw with the other hand, always very gently. So he got punished for that. That was one illness. Echad shegera dovin mitinokos. One is that he had killed there were 40 kids with two bears. The story goes that when Elisha was following Eliyahu HaNavi, he was following him all day long, and everyone knew that day Eliyahu HaNavi was going to disappear. So Elisha was trying to pay attention, look at him, so he wouldn't disappear. And everyone, wherever he walked, the psukim say that, you know, Elisha's disappearing, rather Eliyahu is disappearing today. And he's looking and looking, and then some wind came, he looked around, next thing he knew, there's just a cloak there. Eliyahu's cloak was left on. So he put on a cloak, and it was adorned with his Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, and he's walking out, and then they start making fun of him. These 40 kids are saying, "Oh, look at that baldy, karchi, karchi," or something. So he got very insulted by this, and he said something, and two bears came out of nowhere and killed these kids. So that was the second reason he got sick. And the third one, the Echad Shemesbo, the final sickness was what led to his death. Shenemar, it says, "V'elisha chala es chalyo asher yamus bo." Darshing three different illnesses that he had throughout his life. And then the Gemara said, now we're leaving, now Agadat is over. Now we're back to the halachic part of the Gemara.
This is the question.
Yeah.
So we just said that Avram Davin for Zikna to come into the world.
Uh-huh.
But a few lines above that, we have Sarah showing signs of Zikna on her face that went away.
Ah, oh, very good. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's a good question. It could be. Yeah, exactly. He only had Davin for Zikna after Yitzhak was born.
Right.
Ah, very good. Good question. Anyone ask that question?
Okay.
Maybe afterwards I'll try to take a look in the back. Okay, very good. Fine. The Gemara now says, we are 7 lines up from the bottom of Pezayin Amralf, so 2 dots. The Gemara says, Ela ad shlo yaschil bimlocha, before they go out to work, save Amar lehem, go tell them, Amnash shein lechem alai, el pas v'kidnes, you only have some bread and kidnes. How do you define kidnes again? Like white beans or something?
Beans.
Beans, yeah, white beans or something. Okay, so Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yosef le Rav Chista, pas kidnes tanan, o pas v'kidnes tanan.
The Marsha does say that there was zikna, but due to Rav Shanim, but there wasn't zikna that's nikheres b'libun seyar.
White hair.
Just the skin, I guess.
So wrinkled, so still Avram Yitzchak looked alive, but one had wrinkles, one didn't have wrinkles. That's also hard to understand because you could clearly tell the difference. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, could be that you couldn't see the skin because it's covered with beard.
A black beard, you can see.
Okay. So the Gemara, he wants to know, is it past kidness, is it bean bread, or is it bread and beans? This is a separate Indian. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh Halukim, I swear by Hashem's name, Tzricha Vav, you need a Vav, it has to be passive wickedness. Kima Radia de Levros, just like a boat needs whatever you call it in English, something to guide it, to poke against the things, which is too shallow, so too you need the Vav in this passive wickedness. I'm not sure what does have to do with each other, but either way, he says Vadai means passive wickedness, bread along with beans. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Eino Tzarech HaKol K'minig HaMedina. You don't need any of this thing, it all depends on whatever the Minig HaMedina is. So HaKol HaSuyeh Mai, what's this coming to include? HaSuyeh Ha, the Tanur of Tetzan, include the following Mishnah. HaSocha is Apollo, a guy hires a worker, V'Amer Lo, he says, K'echad V'Kishnayim Mibnei Ha'ir, I'll pay you like one of the workers in the city. So which there's a different wages. So which worker do you give like? So notice in Lo Kepachos, Shebeschiris Divrei Reb Yeshua. You give him according to the lowest wage, the minimum wage that exists in the city. No, you have to take the medium, whatever the medium wage is, that's what you have to pay. So that's what's coming to include. If he says, if there's a minute, the Medina really has a different range, so do you go the least or do you go the middle? That's the machlokas here. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Pezayin Amar Aleph that Ha'elu Ochlin Min HaTorah, the following workers are allowed to eat while they're doing Malacha. Ha'oser B'mechuba L'Karka B'shas Gemar Malacha. A person who's dealing with things that grow from the ground, when the melach is done, when you're tolish it, when you take it off the ground, then you are allowed to eat at that stage. Ubitolish, minakarka, a person who's dealing with things that already are detached from the ground, he's permitted to eat, ad shlo nigmar melachto. He's allowed to eat up until everything's finished. Because when he finishes the melach, the gabi tolish, so then it's a chi of meiser. We know when you take things out of the ground, so again, the way it works, if I'm dealing with, let's say, corn that's growing in the ground, so I'm busy watering and I'm busy taking out weeds and leaves, I cannot eat that until I take off the corn and start putting in the baskets. At that stage, once I detach it, am I allowed to eat as working on mechuba l'karka? If let's say I'm working in a different stage in the process, I'm working, the corn already has been picked off, and now they're washing it down, I don't know what they do, they wash it down, maybe they're taking off the what do you call that again?
Husks.
The husks of the corn. So maybe let's say I'm doing that stage of it, so then I'm allowed to eat it while I'm doing all that work in the end, but once it's complete, everything's now in nice piles. At that point, at the Gemar Malacha, then it's Asati, because Gemar Malacha of Talish means it's Tevel, and you cannot eat it until you're Mafrish Trumos and Maisos. So that's the difference between different workers at what stage they're working in. Then the Mishnah says, Ubedavar Shegidulim in Arts, and you're only allowed to eat things if you're working in the industry that's dealing with things grow from the ground. The Elu She'ein Ochen, the following people cannot eat. He's working on corn that's attached to the ground while it's still attached. When you haven't completed the work yet, you can't start picking things off to eat if you're still working it while it's still connected to the ground. And if you're working on things that are detached from the ground, if the job is done, you've made the piles, then it's asuti, because at that point it's tevel. And also a person who bedavar shein gidulim in aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, which Rashi says, such as a person who milks animals, which are not gedulei karka, according to this Gemara, at least. Who megabin, person making cheese, gavina, those are types of food, even though they're edible, they're not considered gedulei karka, and there is no heter to eat as a worker. And Gemara wants to know, how do we know these words to be true? Because the pasuk says, ki tzavo bekerem re'echa, when you go into your friend's vineyard, v'chalta, and you eat, you're allowed to eat when you're in the vineyard. So Ashka, so look at Rashi. Rashi says here, just to explain the drasha, 4 lines down, Kisava v'achalta anavim. You come into the vineyard and you eat the grapes. Later on we're going to see this is referring to a worker, not just any guy. And the same for the crowd. The end of the pasuk is vel kelecha lo sitem. That don't put it into your kelim. Don't put the food into your kelim. Mashma elo lekelav shababayasi. Then you're supposed to put them not in your kelim, but in the kelim of his basket. It's not your basket. You can't take them home. You're working for the work and for the babayas. Alma, we see referring to bishas gemar melechas chiburin kar, referring to when you're completing the work, when you're starting to put the grapes away. At that point, there's a heter to eat it. So the Gemara says, okay, so Ashkechan Karim, we find that you're allowed to eat when working in the grapes. Kol mili minol, and how do I know other types of foods you're allowed to eat as well during the job? Minol, and how do you know? Gaminan mi Karim, we learn from Karim. As a bit enough, ma Karim, just like Karim is this example, miyucha davar shekiduli karka, ubishas gemar melacha, poel ochabo. It's something that grows from the ground, and when the job is done, when everything's detached, then the worker's allowed to eat from it. So to other foods that grow from the ground. And when the malacha is done, the worker is allowed to eat. So Gemara says you can't use the karam as a bidin av. You can't use that as a model. Because malach karam shekein chayava ba'olos. There's a chiv olos. That means if you lose some small clusters, fall on the ground, you have to leave them for the anim. So that's something very unique. Maybe that's dafka by karam, the grapes you have to give to anim. And so you have to give the grapes to the poel. But by other inyanim, maybe other foods, you don't have to give it away. Gemara says, no, gamrina mikama, we learn from kama. So Gemara says, kama gufa minol. How do you know when a person is working in a wheat field or a barley field, you're allowed to eat the food, that a poel could work to eat the food? Because the chsiv, the pasuk says, kisavol bekamas riacha. When you walk into the field of all these grains that are standing up into your friend's field, so the pasuk says, vekatafta mililos biyadecha. You could take off the top where all the foods and all the seeds and the kernels are, you're allowed to eat it. So malakama, so therefore we see that by kama also is going to serve as a model for other foods as well. So the Gemara says you can bring a raya because malakama shekin chayav es bechala. Because the grains, the five grains, there's a chiv chala, you have to give to the kohen. So just like if you give to the kohen, maybe you have to give to the poel as well. But other foods where there's no chiv chala, maybe you wouldn't have to give to the workers. Gemara says, how do you know? Mimai dehai kama demis chayav es bechala. How do you know referring to grains that are of the five grains, that's chayav and chala? Dilma kol kama kama rachmana. Maybe any type of kama, anything that grows from the ground. It could be beans, it could be whatever else, I don't know. Whatever grows from the ground, where there is no chiv truma, there's no chiv chala, and yet you have to allow the pole to work. So Gemara says no, because asya kama kama, there's a gzer shava. Ksiv hach, it's written here, ki sava b'kama riacha, when you come in, the worker comes into his field, the friend's field. Uksiv hasam, it's written elsewhere, mehachel chermesh b'kama, referring to carbon omer, by the seor, by the barley, in the Parsha Emor. Just like that context of the carbon omer is referring to a grain. It's chayv and chala, so to the grain there is shava here, av hachanami, so to the worker, the poel, kama de mechayv bechala, referring to when he works the land of grains that are chayv and chala. So right now we have that chala, that only things that are chayv chala can a poel work from, and only grapes, that's chayv and olos, can a poel eat from. But any other food you cannot work from. So the Gemara says, so now ikla mifrach malakamish king chayves bechala. So karam yochiach. Ah, but karam isn't chayven chala. So karam, just like we have by karam, you could feed the you give to the aniyim, so you could give to the poel. So the Gemara says, no, karam yochiach malakarim shekein chay baolos. No, but there's a special chumra that karam we give to the aniyim, but elsewhere you couldn't. So the Gemara says, kama tochiach, because kama, the world of the grains, doesn't have an inyan of aniyim; it only has the inyan of a kohanim. So Gemara says, Chazar din lo k'raizeh, hatzad ha-shava shebehen, what's the common denominator? Shekein davar shegidulei karka, u b'shas gemar melacha pol ochabo. These are two examples. The karam and the kama are two things that grow from the ground, and the pol is allowed to eat from it. So too, this serves as a model, af kol davar shegidulei b'karka, b'shas gemar melacha pol ochabo. So too, any other foods that grow from the ground, the worker is allowed to eat b'shas gemar melacha. Gemara says there's still a problem here because ma'alat tzad ha'shava shebehen shekein yesh behem tzad mizbeach. Both these are unique because you have to give some of it to the mizbeach. You have to give the wheat, go for the carbon omer, the shtei halechem, the lechem apanim. And when it comes to the grapes, it's the yain nesach, nisach yain has to be poured on the wine, poured on the mizbeach. So we see these things are of tzad mizbeach. We can't bring a proof to other foods that have no tzad mizbeach. Gemara says no. At least the asanami zayis. Those who remember the ketam avarchim in brachos has a pretty similar shak v'tayra here. So Gemara says, "Also nami zayis dispei tarim mizbech." There's also shemen that goes on this mizbech. So now we at least can include shemen. So we have three items: grapes, grains, and olives, which are all chayiv, which you have to feed the poel. Gemara says, "But zayis b'mat tzad asi, you need to bring zayis because of tzad because it has the idea of mizbech." Hu gufa karam yikri. An olive itself is called the kerem. That's from the initial pasuk of when it said kisava bekerem riacha. That includes not only grapes, but it includes even a zayas. How do we know that zayas is called kerem? Dichsiv vayivarem migodish ve'ad kama. So we see a zayis is called the kerem as well. So you don't need a tzad shavat to include it. It's based on the actual pasuk of kerem. So Gemara says, no, amra papa, kerem zayis ikri, kerem stam alo ikri. An olive orchard is only called a kerem zayis. It's not called a kerem stam. When you use the word kerem, it refers to grapes only, not olives. So the only way to know to include shem and zayis is only through the tzad shavat of kama and kerem, both having a tzad hamizbech. So then the Gemara says, "Mikol makom kasha." It's still kasha. We only know right now that zayis, gefen, and kama are chayiv to give the poll. What about everything else? So Ela Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Amar Kra." The pasuk says, "The chermash l'rabos kol balei chermash." Chermash was referred to a sickle, I think they say, right? So a sickle that says kol chermash, anything that requires a sickle to take down the food, corn. I don't know what else comes with a sickle, but whatever else it is, all that is included in feeding the animal. It's an extra word there to feed the worker any food that he's working on. So Gemara says that chermish can't be used. That is that drasha, because high chermish mi bar leitz needed for another drasha. Bishas chermash achol shlo bishas chermish lo sochel. You're only allowed to eat during the cutting, but after the cutting, you're no longer allowed to eat. So, or really before the Gemara Malacha, only at Gemara Malacha are you allowed to eat. But it's prior to the chermish, prior to the Gemara Malacha, then there's no heter. That's why the word chermish is being used, and it's not available to learn a drasha of kol bali chermish, other foods that are cut down with a sickle. Gemara says, no, hahu, that din of Shas Gemar Malach is learned from a different pasuk. Hahu meve el kelecha lo sitein nafka. Don't place it in your kalim. What that means is we're learning there, in the time, the Shas kalim, the time is complete, when it's ready to be put in the kalim, don't put them in your own kalim, put them in your balabai's, in the employer's kalim, but that's the heter of when can you eat the, when's the vachalta, when it's time to place all the food in the kalim, that's the Gemar Malacha, that's what you learn from Ve'el Kelech Lo Sitein, which now avails the pasuk Chermesh to be used to teach me Kol Bale Chermesh, all foods that are cut down with the sickle can be eaten by the paw. The Gemara says, fine, so then Tinach Davar Chermesh, that makes sense for a food item that actually gets cut down with the sickle. But how do I know a food that's not cut down with a sickle? I don't know what examples. Rashi says, you don't use a sickle to take down olives and take down dates. You pick them out. You shake the tree, whatever. You climb on a ladder. So you don't need a sickle for that. So how do you know those types of foods can be included as well? Now what's interesting here is that I guess they really, they're throwing the fact that Rashi brings zesim in. We thought zesim was already signed off as a good for the poem. Apparently now once you reverted back to a different drasha, we threw out that initial tzadah shava, and we don't know a source for zayis being able to be eaten. So the Gemara says, Ela amar Rabbi Yitzchak, amar kra, kama lirabos kol bali kama. The kama, anything that grows from the ground, that stands up, all types of foods. Gemara says, what do you mean? V'ha amar, didn't we say kama dimichai ve'bechala? Didn't we say kama is only referring to five grains and nothing beyond that? Gemara says, hani mile mekame dinesei chermesh. That's before we brought the drasha in chermesh. So then, once we have chermish, which comes to include all things that get cut down with a sickle beyond the five grains, so even things that are not chayv and chala, you have to feed the pole. The pole is allowed to eat. So too, now we can look back on the word kama. So kama lamali, the rabbi is called bali kama to include even more, even other things that are not brought down, that are cut down with a sickle. Even those items, the pole is allowed to eat. The Gemara says, now hashta, the nafgalon mi chemish mikama, now that we learn from chemish and kama, that these are the two sources that you could feed, that the pole eats from all the foods that he's working on. So then we look back at the initial pasuk that we tried using, that we now threw out, we said, kisavo bekerem riacha lomali, what's the need for that pasuk? What's the need for the word kerem? What's the chiddush from kerem? So answers the Gemara, amar rava, lehel chosav, to teach a halacha. What does that mean? Kedisani, the Braisa tells us that kisavo nemar, Kan nemar kan biyav nemar lahalan lo savo lav hashemesh, that the sun doesn't come. What does that mean? What's the context there? So the Gemara Rashi quotes, rather the pasuk on the side here says, when v'yom sitein secharo lo savo lav hashemesh ki anihu, you have to pay in the day that he did the work. Pay him on the before the sun sets. So malahalan b'pol hakasim medaber, just like that pasuk about paying the worker, and the word kerem is used, rather sava was used, is referring to a poel. So afkan b'pol hakasim medaber. So too was referring to kisavo b'kerem riacha, who goes to your friend's yard. It's referring to a poel. So now that we know, referring to a poel, what types of food could this poel eat? He could eat chermash and kama. Teaches any food that he's being involved in, he's allowed to eat. So then the Gemara further darshans. Bekem re'echa, why dafka re'echa? V'lo bekem kusi. You can't eat, it's only heter of eating as a pole only works if you're eating in a Jewish vineyard. You're working for a Jewish employer, but working for a non-Jewish employer, for a kusi, then this heter doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, hanich l'man damar gezel kusi aser, hainu the itzrich kral mishrei poel. So, wait one second here. We're saying it's aser though. Thinking, this makes sense if you assume that the gezel kusi is aser, this is still from a kusi. That's why you need a pasuk to permit the worker to eat, but we just said the worker cannot eat if an employer is a kusi.
Oh, he's talking about not just the tour of eating at the end, but eating anytime you want.
That's what it means. He can eat whenever he wants.
Rashi says, if you look, Rashi, kerem re'echa.
Kerem re'echa, v'al kelecha lo siten, v'al kerem kusi titen. But you're allowed to take as much as you want from the kalim, from the kusi. So that makes sense if you assume normally gezel kusi is aser, but when you're at work, you could take whatever you want. This is dangerous. Elaman damar, one who says gezel kusi mutter, if it's permitted to steal from a kusi, hasha gezela mutter, pol mi bai. So if a person, a random guy, could go in the backyard and steal from a kusi, so certainly a worker who's permitted to be in there, certainly he's allowed to take. So what's the chiddush of kemriacha? So then you have to say that mokim la, the drash is kemriacha, below shehektish. And this heter only applies to kerem re'echa, but shehektish, and then it's aser, the complete opposite, then it's aser to eat if you're working for hektish. V'chalta was a chalta min, v'lo mote to anavim. You could eat it, but you can't squeeze out the juice and throw out the garbage. V'lo anavim v'davar acher. You can't eat v'davar acher. What does davar acher mean? Rashi explains, v'lo anavim v'davar acher, litbol anavim b'melach l'mesakin sheyochal harbe. Because if you dip it in salt, it's going to then get you hungry and hungrier, you're going to eat a lot more. So don't dip it in salt, that's going to cause a tremendous heps and mammon to the employer. Kenaf sheikh, according to your liking, kenaf esha ba'abayis, according to where the ba'abayis lets you, as if it's yours, what you would normally do for your own, and don't overindulge here. Kach nafsha shapol, ma nafshecha ochel opater, af nafsha shapol ochel. What he says in the drasha is that just like the poel is able to eat and he's pater, so too he's able to eat and pater. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ma nafshecha ochel and opater mina meiser, the halo nigmar mlach tel meiser. As long as the job isn't done, there's no tevel, there's no chiyah meiser. So too af poel ochel pater, velo amrina and holo vid de baagre ochel, al karcho shabala bais, havele, kimekach. So you might say, since it's now in bundles, it might be ready to be sold, and that would be considered Gemar Melachto. And if Gemar Melachto is complete, it would be Chayv Meiser. Kamashmon, at this stage, it's not considered Gemar Melachto, and you're permitted to eat from it. Then the Gemara says, Savecha, you're supposed to eat to your satisfaction, but don't overindulge. And don't place it in your kalim. B'shash atanosin the kalim shel ba'al bayis, the times that you are placing it in the kalim of the ba'al bayis, not your own, but the kalim, the employer's kalim, ata ochel, that's when you could eat it. U'b'shash i'atanosin the kalim shel ba'al bayis, when you're not ready up to the stage of putting into the ba'al bayis' kalim, then it's also i'ata ochel because it's not yet the gemar melachta. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.